Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Sister Leola, and I am the host, and I am so sorry Brother O'Neill called me earlier and asked me to host, and I've been so busy around the house trying to get my get some things done. And let me tell you something, when I looked at the time, it was 7 o'clock, well, 7:40, and I was trying to hurry and get on, and I'm so sorry I kept messing up. I was trying to hurry. So I'm so sorry, sisters and brothers, once again, let us begin with a word of prayer. And I had so many people on, but I'm late, so let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Lord, asking you to forgive us our sins. And Lord, forgive me for starting a prayer line late when I was asked to host. So Lord, I'm asking you tonight, Lord, send your Holy Spirit with us, that they may come back on, Lord, dial back in, and so they can come on and listen to the message tonight, Lord. We don't have long for to give testimonies and scripture reading, Lord, because it's 7 o'clock now, and Lord, Father, it's interruption here. So, Lord, I'm just asking you to be with us tonight, and Father, we thank you, and we pray for the speaker tonight, Lord, as she comes to bring us the word. So continue to be with us tonight. Be with all the, be with all our sisters and brothers that are coming on to listen. We thank you in your son Jesus' name. Amen. And sisters and brothers, I'm sorry, my husband's phone is ringing. But sisters and brothers, let me open the line because the speaker have not joined us tonight. But if you can be brief, I'm going to open the line for 256-945 because we do need to pray also. Just a second. 256, your line is open. 256, your line is open.
Good evening, Sister Leola. I was getting ready to hang up, but I heard your voice and I didn't hang up. How you all doing this afternoon? Praise God. Yeah, we need much prayer. We're living in the end time. Oh, I tell you, the weather and all that is just being rough. So, Heavenly, I'm going to offer the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, as your child comes to you tonight, we just want to thank you that we're able to get on this prayer line and give your glory and honor and praise. Be with all those who have been on here and they have gotten off. Lord, bring all of your people back so they can get a word from you. Be with the speaker. Be with all those who are sick tonight, Lord, in prison, those who do not have food, clothing, shelter. But Heavenly Father, I ask that you be with all your people around the world, because the world needs you, Jesus. We know that you is coming soon, and we all want to be ready. We want our family, friends, neighbors, and all to be ready. Be with those in the hospital, those at home, those in group home, nursing home. Be with the doctors and the nurses, nurse assistants. Be with all your people who need, everybody needs you, Heavenly Father. Be with this prayer line, those who host the prayer line, and the people who come on and speak your message, dear Lord. Oh, Lord, keep us close to you. Forgive us for all our sins and shortcomings. And remember all family members, Lord, in a very special way. And help us, Lord, to have love for one another. And let us continue to pray and give your name all the glory, the honor, and the praise. To all praise and honor go to you. Be with those who are traveling, Lord, for work. Lord, let them make it home safely. God, and direct our life, oh, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Rosemarie, for the prayer. Can you hear any background noise? I'm sorry, I'm not at my home now. And if any noise, I'm sorry for the disturbance, but, you know, I can't control that. So do you hear any noise, Sister Rosemarie? Do you hear anything?
Not really. It don't affect
much.
It doesn't affect anything.
Okay, then. Okay, well, we must go on. And sorry, I'm so sorry that I'm started so late. So thank you, Sister Rosemarie. Once again, we have another caller that's on the line. So let me go to that one. So just a second. We have 857-505. We're opening your line. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, Sister Miola. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. First, I'd like to praise God because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I have a prayer request tonight. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother, live for my mom, and pray for Sister Miola. Sister Miola, don't forget to pray for my mother, live for my mom, and pray. Sister Miola, don't forget to pray for Brother Jihari, too. Pray for Brother Jihari, and he could have faith in the Lord, because Sister Miola, I pray for him today. I pray for Jihari on the van today. It's really a blessing, Sister Miola. When you pray for someone, it's really a blessing. So lift him up in prayer right now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And sisters and brothers, we ask that you please press 1 before our speaker come on, because at this moment we don't have many. A lot of them dropped off because I started late. So we just asking that you would please press 1 and share. I would read something until I see my sisters and brothers. Press 1. I'm going to read something from Christ in the Sanctuary. I would read. Give me just a second. We're waiting on our sisters and brothers to press 1. Trying to get my scripture. So, sisters and brothers, I expect you to help Sister Leola out in that you share. Trying to get my scripture here. Okay. I wanted to read this. It says, I'm going to open this line before I read, because I want the sisters and brothers to be able to speak. So 401-919, your line is open. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Sister Leola. This is Elder Richardson from Providence, Rhode Island. I hope, I've been praying that you get over your cold or your hoarseness, and hoping that you feel much better. And I know that you, I was in the prayer line. I came on a little bit late, and I waited. I did not hang up. I waited. And lo and behold, about 3-4 minutes, you came on. But God is good. These things happen sometimes where we tend to, things come in our way. But God is good, and we are happy, even the few that may be on the prayer line tonight, and I am thankful and grateful to the Lord for his blessings, for his goodness and his mercies that he has been towards me and even my family. And I want to thank all those who can be on the prayer line tonight, where they can get a word from the Lord, or where they can get an encouraging word, where they can get maybe a song that will inspire their heart. So I like to sing this one song, and I hope that our hearts are blessed. our hearts are blessed. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior, so happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Thank you, Sister Leola. God bless.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, brother, for singing that song for us, because we now keep praying that people are continuing to come on and dial in, so continue to pray for each and everyone. So we
Amen.
Thank you again, Brother Elder Richardson, for that song. And now we would like for our sisters and brothers to press one to share. I would just like to read until our speaker join us tonight. I'm gonna read from the True Established. Hold on, let me get it. The Truth Established by the witness of the truth established by the witness of the Holy Spirit. That's what it is. It said the vision given to Ellen White while not running ahead of the Bible confirmed the soundness of the position that an important phrase of Christ's ministry in heavenly sanctuary was entered up on October 22nd, 1844, gradually read it, and the depth of the subject opened before the Advent believer. Looking back on the experience in later years, she recalled their study and manifest evidence of God's guiding hand. Now I'm going to go down a little bit further. And it says, during this whole time, I could not understand the reason of the brethren. My mind was locked, as it were, and I could not comprehend the meaning of the scriptures we were studying. This was one of the greatest sorrows of my life. I was in the condition of mind until all the principal points of our faith were made clear to our mind. In the harmony with the Word of God, The brethren knew that when not envisioned, I could not understand these matters, and they accepted as light directed from heaven the revelation. Okay, now I want to go down a little bit further, because I don't want to read all this. I'm just want to get to the point. And it said the subject of the sanctuary should be clearly examined as it lies at the foundation of our faith and hope, and that's the Advent Review, the special combined number. I was reading in that in Christ in the Sanctuary. So now, sisters and brothers, if there's anyone else, okay, we have 518-409. Give me just a second. Your line is open. 518-409.
This is Brother Udy. It is so happy to be, I'm so happy to be here tonight listening to the prayer line. I got a call from Brother Eli that said the prayer line wasn't running. I'm also happy to hear Elder Richardson on there. And Elder Richardson, I'm sorry. I know I made some promises that I didn't keep. So I would like for either you to call me after the prayer line is over at 9 o'clock or I will give you a call. So I will have some time to talk. I want to thank the Lord for his wonderful blessings, despite of our hard-headedness, despite of our rebellion. His hand is stretched out still, and we know that it's not going to be stretched out forever. But, you know, because when we are hard-headed and we are rebelling against the Lord, we are endangering ourselves and putting ourselves in a place whereby we might grieve the Spirit of God. And we don't want to do that, because the Holy Spirit is the only means through which God communicates to us. And if we eventually grieve his Spirit, then we will not be able to hear his voice. So I want to open up with the scripture and ask for prayers for myself, my wife, and my family, baby Caleb. Ephesians chapter number 4. If you would go with me in your Bibles to Ephesians 4, and beginning at verse number 30. Ephesians 4 and verse 30, the Bible reads, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed." And Father in heaven, as we open up your word, we ask for your understanding. Help us not to approach your word and a proudful way, but help us to humble ourselves that we might hear your voice. Even through the rubble of sin, even through our intemperance, even through our sensory that is being bombarded by things that are not, that we should not allow them to be bombarded by. We ask, O Father, that you would give us that understanding even now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And again, Ephesians 4 and verse 30 and 30 through 32. I just want to read this. It says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." So here in verse 30, the Bible tells us that we are not to grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Now, what is that essentially saying? We go to Isaiah chapter 63 and verse number 10. Isaiah 63 and verse number 10, which is the gospel prophet, it says, "But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them." God is telling us that if we rebel again, turn against us, but we are to surrender ourselves to him. In other words, surrender our hearts to the knocking of the heavenly guests, which we all know that in the message to the seven churches, it just so happened that the Last Day Church, the seventh church, the Church of Laodicea, that church, my friends, has an issue. And that church is unable to see her condition. And Christ, who is the great physician, who is the true witness, tells the condition of the church to itself and then gives the remedy for the church to come out of that condition. And the remedy is simple, my friends. It is a very simple remedy. It is a simple remedy, and is just as the opening of the door of our hearts to the knocking of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me." If we would simply open the door to the knocking of the Holy Spirit, we would thereby be ready to receive the remedy that Christ has to help us get out of our lukewarm condition. May God bless you all, and thank you. Keep us in prayers, and Advent Light Ministry prayer line. And wanted to just give an update. The Philippines trip, because of various issues that we ran into, not only with several of the people who are coming with us work and some of the folks' finances, we will postpone the trip to September. So those that are interested in going, we still have more time to plan. And September, second week or so, we will be postponing that trip until then, maybe the third week even. We're going to go down for a few, 2 to 3 weeks, and that's going to give us more time to plan. So please keep that in prayer. And thank you for allowing me to share. Thank you, Sister Leola. Can you hear me? Sister Leola,
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here. I was wanting to ask you who will be bringing the message tonight.
I did not get a text from Sister James. Usually, if she's not coming, she would text and say she's not coming. So she didn't text me to say that. So I'm going to assume that she will be here.
Okay. All right then. Well, okay then. Well, we're going to ask for our brothers and sisters to pray, because now is the time. If she's on within the next 15 minutes, we're going to give her another 5 minutes or 10 minutes or so to come on. So can we pray, brothers and sisters? Sister Rosemarie has to say the prayer. And Elder Richardson, I would like to ask you if you can give a prayer. Brother UD had just given one. So would you give us a prayer? And then I will play.
So, Leola, if you can have someone else pray, I'm getting ready to feed my son.
Oh, well, yeah. Brother UD, you had a prayer already, so you can go ahead. I'm asking Brother Richardson, because it's nothing but a few of us. A lot of them dropped because I came on kind of late. And maybe they may join us back. They had some join us back in a few minutes or before 7:30. So I just want to ask Elder Richardson if he could give a prayer also. And you know what? I think Elder Richardson gave a prayer. Well, let us just play a song, because all three of us, all four of us had prayers already. So we're going to play a song instead of me continue to read. I'm not as hoarse. My voice is back, but it's still got a little bit, little hoarseness to it. So I will play a song and to see the time that our sister will join us, Sister James. So, brothers, I will just play a song until she join us, and then I'll say a prayer just before she come on. So we're gonna Yes, sisters and brothers. We have not, Sister James has not joined us just yet. We're going to ask Elder Richardson, if it's 39 minutes left, 38 minutes left, and we don't have but 38 minutes, and Sister James usually doesn't join us by now. So, Elder Richardson, I'm so sorry to ask you, Sister James usually join us by 10 after or 10:15, and she's not on at this moment. So I know she did not call. I mean, she didn't text Brother Udy, but we have no other speaker unless we're going to hit a clip.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I'll speak.
Okay.
I'll speak to Celia. That's fine.
Okay. Well, I'll have a word of prayer in that case. Okay, let us pray, sisters and brothers. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you once again, Lord, we come thanking you for this prayer line, and we lift in this prayer line also up to you, Lord, that you may send your Holy Spirit upon this prayer line to each and every one of us, Lord. When your word is spoken on this prayer line, Lord, let the ears hear, and Lord, Father, and let the heart be obedient. So, Father, forgive us for our many sins, and help us, Lord, to do thy will. And, Father, as Elder Richardson preached, Lord, I'm asking you to hide him behind the cross, and I'm asking you to be with him, Lord, and you give him the wisdom, Father, to do your will on this prayer line, Father, and also bless him, Lord. Give him a double portion of your Holy Spirit. And, Lord, we thank you for using him on this prayer line. So, God, continue to be with each and every one of us on this prayer line, and we lift each and every one of our sisters and brothers on this prayer line also, and continue to lead and guide us, Father. In your Son Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Elder Richardson, your line is already open, so you can go ahead.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Leola. Thank you, Sister Leola. Thank you, Brother Udy. I heard, I know you're a hard person to get sometimes. I know you're busy from work and with little Caleb and other things. You have a handful right there. So I understand, you know. So by God's grace, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. I always find it, take it a great privilege to be called upon at any time. The Bible says, be you ready. Be you ready in all aspects of preparation. You know, it's as long as by God's grace, we are equipped with the word of God. You know, God gives us the wisdom of ourselves. We do not know how to pray or what we should pray for, but it is the Spirit of God that makes intercession with us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And so we understand by the grace of God that we must at all times live in a close connection with Jesus. So whenever, as the case might be, whatever the Lord calls upon us to do, we should be, say like Isaiah, here I am, send me. Unlike Paul, what will you have me to do? I thank you for the prayers, and I thank you for the testimonies, the encouragement by the grace of God that we all need to encourage and to provoke others unto love and good works. Before we go into God's word, we like to just open again in a word of prayer, knowing that prayer is always important and essential for our spiritual guidance and strength, and in always acknowledging God in every aspect of our ways. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I want to thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to speak to your people, Father. I pray that you will give me a word, that you will hide me behind the cross. Lord, that you will inspire me, dear Father, to bring a word, Lord, direct from heaven, that will be bread to your people in such a time like this. Bless this prayer line, Lord, in a special way, dear Father. We have seen how the enemy is working, dear God, to discourage. Lord, there are many brethren and sisters that were on this prayer, Advent Light Prayer Ministry, for the past years. And Lord, I do not hear about them. Lord, I see them on Facebook. And God, I do text some of them, like Sister Cephas, Nisa, and a couple of others. I did encourage them to get back on the prayer line and to get in full relationship with the Lord. And I want to thank you that I can be my brothers and sisters' keeper in this aspect. Oh, Lord, may you enable us, Lord, to be faithful. We know, Lord, that we are living in such a time that Satan is going to bring discouragement, Lord, and he's going to come in on every side, Lord, to make us lose our footings. But God, we know that greater is he, the Spirit of God, in us than they that are in the world. And Father, we want to thank you for your blessings. We invite your presence. Holy Spirit of God, may your words go forth. May it fall on receptive hearts. And bless us to this end, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Brethren, I want to give us a few updates. I know I had to talk to Brother Yudi, as the case might be, concerning some upcoming updated events that I believe it will be a blessing, as I will relate to Brother Yudi. But I believe first I will talk with him, and then he will be able to bring it to the Advent Light Prayer Ministry. I want to say that we have an upcoming camp meeting, and I'm just breaking this on the prayer line tonight. We do have one set up already, and by the grace of God, hopefully in Tennessee, where we are going to check the property. So that should be a blessing to all of us. And I know that we have been anticipating great things for this coming summer, because you know what? We don't want to let the summer pass by and not do things that will bring the brethren together, to unite the brethren and to confederate us in a way to unite us, knowing that, brethren, the time is short and we have a work to do, and God is calling us to unite together in one accord and to come together and receive strength and to receive encouragement. And so I know that God is going to bless us in a mighty way. So as we listen to the word tonight, as the case might be, I have not quite given it a topic, but it will be a such of encouragement of what we need to be in preparation for the powers that will align against us. Isn't that certain that I'm going to bring the message? Brethren, we are living in such a time, as the Bible tells us in Romans 13:12, knowing the time, now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer, the Bible said, that when we first believe. And we know by the grace of God that as a people, God's remnant people, we need to understand and realize that we need to, by the grace of God, fortify our minds in knowing and obeying the truth, in preparing ourselves and being in readiness mode to prepare ourselves for the time of Jacob's trouble. And we know, brethren, that the powers that are aligning themselves against us, brethren, we need an experience with the Lord as we have never needed before. We need to have a closer united relationship with each other in order for us to prepare ourselves for the coming crisis. And just as in the time of Mordecai and Esther, we know Haman, who is represented by the papacy, who confederate with the state by taking the king's ring and putting it in law to destroy all the Jews on a certain day and a certain month and a certain time. And we know that that is going to repeat itself again. You see, brethren and sisters, everything that has been will be. All right? Everything that was experienced in past will be repeated. And we must, as God's people, be reminded that we must make sure that our calling is an election show. We must make sure that we are as part and parcel in God's work in going forward. We must make sure that we are armed and be equipped with the Word of God and with the Spirit of prophecy, and to be equipped in giving the message that God has given to us as a last day church. And brethren, it is I always say it is sad to know that the majority of the church, brethren, the majority of the church has fallen, and the majority of the church are going the opposite side. One out of 20, brethren, Seventh Adventists will be saved. And it's only the 144,000 who have not defiled themselves with women or doctrines or contaminated their characters by the Babylonian teachings and as such as the case might be. We are preparing ourselves by the grace of God for the coming crisis, for the time of Jacob's trouble. And we need such an experience. The Spirit of Prophecy in the volume 5, page 449 and 450, the servant of the Lord says, she says here in volume 5, and I quote, "Church and state are now making preparation for the future conflict." When she wrote this, brethren, when she wrote this concerning church and state that are making preparation for the future conflict, and also she said Protestants are working to disguise to bring Sunday to the front, as did the Romanists. Brethren, we can see that these prophetic words that has been uttered by our prophetess are fulfilling before our very eyes. We have seen that where Protestants are no longer Protestants, I mean, when coming to the Sunday churches that has protested against Catholicism, the protest is over as far as they, the Protestant churches, are concerned since October 31. But we know as Seventh-day Adventists, God have called us to protest in against the teachings and the dogmas of the papacy. We cannot keep silent, brethren. We have to sound the alarm in the holy mountains amongst God's people to warn God's people of what is coming, to wake up God's people of what is about to break. And we as God's watchmen ought to be praying, and we all ought to be preaching the word of God in season and out of season. You know, I told one of my ministry personnel today, since about a couple of weeks, I told him to order. We are ordering over 1,000 Great Controversy and 2,000 and something Sunday Law books, and he's kind of delayed a bit on it for the past 3 weeks. And I told him today, I said, brother, we need every opportunity that we can get to witness. And as such, we need to make sure that we have what it takes to have these books in readiness so we can go out in a mass way to hand out these books, because there are souls that passes us daily that we may not have the opportunity again to come in contact with. And the servant of the Lord said also, she said, that there are souls that are wistfully looking to heaven, that we can come to knock on their door or meet them on the streets and give them a word or give them a book that will relate to their soul salvation. And brethren, as such, we ought to always be on the watch. We cannot sleep for a moment because of what is coming against us, brethren, on every side. And we know, just as Haman sent out that decree to have all the Jews killed on that particular date and that particular time, we know by the grace of God that will come in law soon. When Sunday law will be passed, we know that that decree will be against Seventh-day Adventists to destroy God's people at midnight, the servant of the Lord said. We know all these things are coming. They are confederating against God's people. And we as Seventh-day Adventists ought to come together and unite together as ministries. We got to come and unite together as one by the grace of God to proclaim the third angel's message that God has given us in these last days. And we need to give it with the assurance, with the urgency of the time that we are living in. Brethren, time is running out. Every day that passes goes into eternity, and it will be accounted against or for us if we fail of not ministering first to God's people. All right, we must witness to God's people, for judgment must begin in the house of God, and then we must take this good news of the third angel's message to a perishing world, to a world that is in darkness and in ignorance, are the sheep that the Lord have, but not of this fold. And I believe wholeheartedly that why God is not committing these individuals to come into our churches now, is because of the condition of the Laodicical, lukewarm things that are going on in our churches. Many of them will come if they are permitted. If they only come in because of the condition of the church, they're going to walk right out. So God are holding back things in that sense for us to make sure that our preparation in our lives to be witnesses to those who need to come to a knowledge of the truth. She continued to say in volume 5, page 449, she says, throughout the land, the papacy is piling up her lofty and massive structures, in the secret recess of which her former persecutions are to be repeated. Did you hear what the servant of the Lord said? The same aspect of the dark ages that the papacy has done for the 1260 years of persecution that killed over 50 million that were martyred, that is going to be repeated again, my brethren and sisters. It's going to be repeated. This is what the servant of the Lord says here. It's going to be repeated. And the way is preparing for the manifestation of a grand scale of those lying wonders by which, if it were possible, Satan would deceive even the very elect. Folks, Satan and his evil agencies are consolidating and combining their forces. Early writings, page 64, the servant of the Lord said that Satan and his evil angels are combining and consolidating their forces, knowing that the time is short. Satan is as a roaring lion, Peter said, walking about seeking whom he could devour. And this is why, brethren, we ought not to be sleeping for a moment. We ought to always have our sword drawn in our hands. We always have to be alert. Jesus said, watch, watch unto prayer. He told his disciples at that crucial time when he needed their encouragement, when he needed them to be up and to be praying. Three consecutive times when he went to them after he was praying, knowing of what was about to break, what was about to come, by Judas bringing in that band to take him, he needed encouragement. And when he turned to the disciples on three occasions, they were fast asleep. Brethren, this is no time for sleeping. This is time to be awake. Awake, arise and shine, Isaiah 60 said. Arise and shine, for the light is come upon us. We need to be armed, brethren, and be equipped with the whole armor of God, It is only those who have fortified their minds by the word of truth will be able to go to the time of trouble. Brethren, we cannot wait for the time of trouble to come up and then begin to pray and fast. Our ministry team is planning for this weekend. As a matter of fact, from tomorrow, God's willing, on Sabbath, we are planning a day of prayer and fasting because we sense the need that we need preparation, brethren, for us going out there in the field. We know that we have demon-possessed people out there. We know that we have to meet the devil head on, and we need to go forth conquering and to conquer. We need to be on the march, brethren. Come we then and love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. We are marching. We are marching to Zion, that heavenly Zion, that beautiful Zion. And brethren, we need to be armed and to be equipped with the word of God. We need to be armed and be equipped with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit sealing us unto the day of redemption. We must make sure that our calling is an election sure. We must make sure by the grace of God and to understand, according to Matthew 24:13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Brethren, that's the only way that we can make it to heaven. As we endure, as we determine, like Jacob in the night of wrestling, hadn't Jacob persist and determined, the servant of the Lord said, had he not held on and prayed, and did he not send, if he hadn't sent his family away on both sides and spend a time alone with God, Satan would have overcome him. And this is why this is going to be repeated. Jacob's trouble will be repeated in a more aggressive way. It's a time of trouble. The Bible tells us in Daniel 12:1, such as never was since there was a nation. But thanks be to God that even at that time and that same time, Michael shall stand up for his people, and God's people will have been sealed, and God and the king of the north will be troubled. The papacy will be troubled, according to Daniel 11:40-44. When we, by the grace of God, begin to give the loud cry of the third angel's message of Revelation 14 and Revelation 18, when the power of God has come upon God's people to give the loud cry, brethren, the king of the north, the papacy will be troubled, because we are going to give the message undiluted. We're going to give the message just as it is. We are going to give the message, it is written, thus said the Lord. We are not going to hold back. And this is why we need here and now to understand and realize, brethren, that we are called by the grace of God as God's remnant church, as God's remnant people. We cannot look at the churches. We cannot look at the conferences anymore, because we have seen the abomination and the detestable things that have come upon God's church and God's conferences. We cannot look at leadership anymore. The Bible tells me in Hebrews 12, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, that he that has begun a good work in you is able to accomplish it to the end. So this is why, brethren, we need a faith that will not fail, a faith that will not shrink, a faith that will not buckle in under pressure. We need a faith, brethren, that will be able to say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. That's the kind of faith that we need, persevering faith. We need a faith that even though we do not see the God's answering our prayers, we need, by the grace of God, to look and to Jesus and to go forward, never doubting, but believing that all things work together for good to those that love the Lord. Brethren, are we ready? Are we ready? I'm not talking about preparing now. I'm talking about readiness. Are we ready if the mark bursts, if we hear Sunday law is going to be passed or is going to be in effect? Are we going to wait until that time to begin to pray more? to fast, to cry unto God? No, brethren. When that Sunday law passes, because probation will be closed, judgment will already have been upon the God's church, God's remnant church, for judgment must begin, 1 Peter 4:17. Judgment must begin at the house of the Lord God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of those who obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ? Brethren, judgment is going to be first pronounced upon Seventh-day Adventists. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. Brethren, when Jesus, Michael, stands up and pronounces Revelation 22:11, he that is righteous and holy, and as the case might be, if you are not in right standing with Jesus, if your life has not been committed and surrendered all on the altar of sacrifice, if you have not go down in sackcloth and in ashes, if you have not spent quality and quantity time with Jesus, crying and calling upon the name of the Lord and putting away everything that is not like unto God, then brethren, too late will be that be the cry. That's why we must make sure that all our sins go before the judgment. We must understand, brethren, that since October 22nd, 1844, judgment has begun. Judgment has begun for God's people. We do not know when the dead from righteous Abel, and we do not know when judgment will begin for the righteous living, brethren. And this is why we got to make our calling and election sure. We must make sure that we come boldly unto the throne of grace each and every moment of our life, to receive grace and strength to help in time of need. Brethren, what is coming upon us is not a bed of roses, you know. If you are not able to contend with a footman right now, if you are not able to contend with the little experiences, the little trials, and the little things that we ought to be overcoming now, do you think that we'll overcome the great tests, the great trials, the horsemen experience, the swelling of the Jordan? No, brethren. We must here now make our calling an election sure. Not tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is not promised for any one of us. Today we must be reconciled fully to God. Today our hearts must be all together committed and submitted and denied all on the altar of sacrifice. Self must have no play and part in our Christian experience with Jesus. No. If self is still in our lives, brethren, we do not have the character of God in our lives. We do not have the righteousness of God in our lives. We are still holding on to our fig leaf garments of our own hypocrisies and our own lukewarmness. That's why the message to the Laodicean, to Seventh-day Adventists, in Revelation 3:14-18, I counsel of thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. Gold is the love and the faith. We need a true love that comes from God, the agape in the Greek. And that's why Jesus said the first and greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, your soul, and your might, and your strength. And the second is like, love your neighbor as yourself. So when Christ lives in us, when the Holy Spirit of God is embedded in our souls, when the Holy Spirit of God is leading us and directing our steps each and every day, brethren, then we are in readiness for heaven. And brethren, we don't have to wait and play around where our soul salvation is concerned. Death can come anytime. Death can come anytime. We can be driving on the roads, on the streets. We can be sleeping at night or somewhere or the other. Or somebody could shoot a gun and the bullet straight away and you end up getting shot, as the case might be. Brethren, this is why we got to make sure that our life is in a good standing relationship with God. And the reason why I bring in our relationship with God and our experience that we need to have is because if we do not have that right now in our relationship with God and have that love and unity amongst ourselves, brethren, we will be wasting our time as Seventh-day Adventist Christians. Brethren, the time has come for us to make sure that all our sins are confessed and repented of to the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It must go before the judgment, because there is not one of us. God will permit no one to enter heaven with one unconfessed sin. If we have a sin in our lives that we have not confessed by the grace of God with the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, then do you think God will permit us to go to heaven? Do you know that Satan has an accurate knowledge of every sin that we have committed? Do you know that? And he will not, and God does not, folks. God does not, when coming to sin, God hates sin. And if there is sin in our lives, we are going to be destroyed. Christ, the Holy Spirit of God, must live out in our lives each and every day. Self must be crucified. It's a daily death. It's a daily dying to self in our experience relationship with God. We cannot boast ourselves in any way and say, I have reached the point of perfection. That is not for us to display or to say. That it is for God to call us righteous and holy and perfect. That is for God to do. But we ought not to come to the place and say, oh, I am all right, I'm good, I'm praying a lot, I'm fasting a lot, I'm reading the word of God, I'm understanding prophecy, I'm understanding present truth. But brethren, that's a boastful spirit. And that is not a spirit. When we have truly the Spirit of God, we will live a humble life. We will see, listen, as a matter of fact, let me bring us a little closer to the real thing here. The more closer you get to God, the more in a relationship you are with God, is the more you see yourself wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. This is why the prophets and patriarchs and men of old, when they came in the presence of God, even like Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. Even Paul, the apostle Paul, when he came in the presence of Jesus, he said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? Yet he said, I thank God to Jesus Christ. Even though Paul thought that all he was doing in persecuting the Christian according to the law of Moses, that all was good and well. But when Paul came in confrontation with Jesus, he was not the same after, folks. He saw himself wretched. He said, Lord, what a wretched man that I am. And that's why he could relate by saying in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I live. It is not, brethren, the Christian life is not about self-living in our life. We cannot please God. The flesh, we were born and shapen in iniquity. Can the leopard change his spot or the Ethiopian his skin? No, we can't. That's why we need a daily dependence, a daily reliance, a daily commitment, a daily dying to self, a daily committing and laying all on the altar, a daily saying, Lord, here I am, what will you have me to do? And like Ezekiel, here I am, Lord, send me. When we are filled with the power of God, when we are in the very presence of God, when we see ourselves as we truly are, brethren, we will exclaim, like Ezekiel, here I am, Lord, send me. And that's why we need a daily touch, a daily anointing of the Holy Spirit to prepare us for the coming crisis. Listen to what she said again in Testimonies to Ministers, page 223. The conflict is between the requirements of God and the requirements of the beast. We understand that there is going to be two aspects of worship when Sunday law is passed. Just like the brethren in the time of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when that golden image that Nebuchadnezzar set up, that 90 feet golden image, all of gold, which Daniel told him only the head was gold, but he, in defiance of God, made that image to be an image where he can defy God and where he can have all men worship that image. Brethren, those three brethren did not bow. They did not bow. They said, the God that we serve is able to deliver us. If not, we will not bow down. Brethren, do you know that that will be the same experience that we as God's people, as Seventh Adventists, will have to be going through? When that Sunday law, that image, will be set up, when Protestants will align, and they already have done that, we know that no more protests, yes? Pope Francis has brought all the religious entities together. We have seen that even here in America, where all the evangelicals, all the Protestant churches, where Donald Trump is opening the White House door for them to come in and give him ideas and all these kind of things. Brethren, this is the forming of the image of the beast. And the papacy, Pope Francis, he said in 5 years, he's going to come and accomplish all these things. And what have we seen already? That he have accomplished almost, if not all, that needs to be accomplished. And brethren, we are not too far. We are not too far down from the coming passing of the Sunday law. But we must make sure then, brethren, that we are sealed. We are prepared. And we are ready to give the message with a loud cry. And we know that worship is going to be the aspects of obeying what the state will, when they pass the Sunday law, or either be thrown into prison, or to where your life is going to be taken. And brethren, we need a faith here and now that will prepare us in and be ready for what is about to break. The conflict is coming, brethren. The requirements to either worship Sunday, the first day, which is a papal institution, which directly contradict the fourth commandment that said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The seventh day is a Sabbath, Saturday, the Sabbath day, and then they are coming with Sunday to make all people worship on this day. Brethren, we need to so examine ourselves and see where our feet is standing, either on solid ground, either we are building on the rock Christ Jesus, or we are building on sinking sand. And this is why we need to know where we stand now by the grace of God. We understand that it is yet to be a test by the two-horned beast, America of Revelation 13. The two-horned beast. And this beast already, America is speaking and will speak like a dragon. We have seen that where religious liberty is going to be fully taken, fully taken away. The Constitution will be no more, brethren. We will not have no religious rights and privileges anymore very soon. We will not be able to buy or sell. And this is why, brethren, it behoves all of us to make sure that we prepare ourselves for moving out of the city and preparing ourselves places in the country. And I believe by the grace of God, God is leading us here in our ministry, as I mentioned to Brother Yudi, that the Tennessee property, God has been leading us by the grace of God. Even though we had this opportunity in January to have embarked upon this, but because of the price, but God said we need to go again at it. And Lord, we have made some steps and we have made some strides, setting up donation funds, oh God. And Lord, we want to thank you for, we have seen your hands are moving, God, because we want to see God's people. I want to see God's people. Not only about myself and my family alone, but I want to see God's people have the opportunity to have a place where they can move out and move into the country. We need to, where from the outpost, we need to be in the country and come and to witness in the city. Not in the city, brethren. We have seen signs that already the Roman army has just in the time when Jesus said, when you shall see Jerusalem compass, all right, where the army know that it is time to head for the mountains. And yes, when Cestius came in AD 67, all right, it was an indication what Jesus had said, that when you see the Roman army, then when, for some apparent reason, they abandoned their position, and then came Titus in AD 70, the Christian had opportunity to have left the cities there and head out into the mountains and into the country. Not one Christian, the servant of the Lord, Ellen G. White says, perish in the siege of Jerusalem. And brethren, it is same with us as Seventh-day Adventists. We have seen the marching. We have seen the Roman army infringing upon God's people. We have seen that where they are embarking upon bringing about Sunday law, they're talking about climate change. That, and with all what is going on, we need to, they are talking about having a Sunday, say a day where for family, brethren, all this already is in the pipeline. All this already is in the pipeline. We heard our General Conference President Ted Wilson says that there is nothing in the pipeline. But that is not truth. There's no truth to that. There are things in the pipeline already that are taking place as a warning for God's people to prepare ourselves to leave the city, to make haste. Do not wait, brethren, for angels of God to pull you out or to push you. This is the time for us, brethren, and for our ministries to collaborate together, to make every possible way and means to move out of the city. And what we must do, brethren, we must do it quickly. We cannot wait for years anymore. What we have to do, we must do it in weeks and months. Brethren, I'm saying that we must sense the, and realize, brethren, that we have forces that are coming against us. And we know that we need, brethren, right now to come together and pray together and fast together and weep between the porch and the altar and to say, spare thy people, O Lord. Spare thy people. Brethren, God have called each and every one of us to sound the alarm in the holy mountains. We cannot wait for those in the pulpit. We cannot wait for those that in our churches and our conference, they are dumb dogs, Isaiah 57 says. They are not barking. God has called us in such a time like this. Men who will be true as a needle to the pole, men who will not be bought or sold. Men who will call sin by its right name, do the heavens fall, brethren. We need to be watchmen in the walls of Zion. Isaiah said, watchmen, what of the night? What of the night? And what of the night, brethren, is that things are in play already. Things are in place. The enemy is coming and surrounding us. But like King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20, Lord, this great company has come against us, and we do not know what to do. And King Jehoshaphat called for prayers, and he called for fasting. He called for mothers and fathers and children and babies and everyone to go down in sackcloth and in ashes and pray, for the enemies are all around and surrounding them. And God, you give them deliverance. You say, set yourselves. You shall see the salvation of God today, for the battle is not yours, it is mine, said the Lord. And brethren, the battle before us, brethren, it is not ours, it is God. And we must, as Christian soldiers, arouse. We must put on the whole armor of God, whereby we can be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And brethren, we need to make sure that all of the armor of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 to 18 is upon us. We must make sure that we are fully covered with the righteousness of Christ. We must make sure that we have on the whole armor of God, whereby we be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked that is consolidating and combining their forces against us, brethren. Oh, would to God that all of God's people would realize and understand, oh God, that we need the outpouring of the latter rain. We need a refreshing from the presence of the Lord. We need, oh God, to go down in sackcloth and in ashes. We need to weep between the porch and the altar. We need to cry aloud and spare not. We need to lift our voice like a trumpet and to warn again, I repeat, to warn again God's people of the coming crisis that is before us. Time is no longer, brethren. We need to do this quickly. We need to make haste. The winds are being held back. Jesus is saying to the angels, hold, 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 till God's people have been sealed in their foreheads. And Jesus lifting up his hands to the Father and saying, Father, my blood, my blood, my blood is shed for my people. And God, you have prayed, my Jesus, you have prayed for us in John 17 that we all will be one. And you have prayed for Peter that his faith fail not, that Satan wants to sift him like wheat. And God, we know that Satan wants to sift your people, Satan wants to sift us. But God, you have prayed for us that our faith fails not. God, we are praying for the anointing and the unction of your Holy Spirit. God, we need to sound the alarm. We need, oh God, to advance. We need to be the church militant. Lord, we need to be armed and to be equipped with thus said the Lord. We need, Lord, to share to the world like Joseph, to give bread, spiritual food. Jesus, you said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God, thus man live by. And so, God, you have given us our Seventh-day Adventists. You have given us your words, like you give to Joseph. The famine is coming, dear God, not for bread and water, but for hearing of the word of God. And God, you have called us to give the message, to give the right hand of the message, medical evangelist to the world. We need to go out and tell the people that Jesus loved them, Jesus cared for them. We need to go out there and lay our hands upon people and pray for them. We need to clothe the naked. Isaiah 58, read the whole chapter from verses 1 to 12 to 11, the whole chapter. Is not this a fast that I have chosen, to break the bands and to undo the heavy burden and to set the oppressed free, to free the hungry, to clothe the naked, to set them that are at liberty, those that are in prison. This is the work that God has called us to do, brethren, in these last days, as Seventh-day Adventists. We are asleep, and it's only as we get down in sackcloth and in ashes like Jesus. He knew what was coming, and Jesus knew that he needed to have that relationship with the Father and to pray, and that's why he spent the night, that whole Thursday night, in the garden praying for deliverance. When he said, when the burden of the world came down upon him, he sweated so much that there were actually blood that was coming out of his perspiration. And Jesus says, Father, I know this cup is bitter. This cup is bitter, Father, but not as I will. If I have to drink it, not as I will. If I will, then I will not drink it, but according to your will, let your will be done. Brethren, do we understand that a cup that is coming, we have to drink it to the dregs. The cup of the time of Jacob's trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, is coming. Brethren, we have to spend nights in prayer. We got to spend time on our knees calling upon God. We got to wrestle, and we got to hold on to God and not let him go until the breaking, until we know that all is well with our soul. When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrow like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Is it well with your soul tonight, brethren? Is it well with your relationship with Jesus tonight as I close? Do you have that one-to-one relationship with Jesus? Do you have that abiding, confiding commitment to Jesus? Is all on the altar of sacrifice? Have you counted the cost if your soul should be lost? Do you gain the whole world for yourself? Brethren, Spirit of God is speaking to us tonight. Let us renew our covenant. Let us again say, Lord, I have been neglectful in my praying. God, I have been neglectful in my studying of the Word of God. Lord, I have been neglectful in the book of studying the spirit of prophecy, especially the book of Daniel and Revelation that we ought to be studying. These are the last end days book that we need to have a full comprehension of, because it is the messages that has Daniel, when Gabriel told him to seal the book, and in the last days, Revelation, where knowledge shall be increased. Brethren, this is the opening of the book of Daniel. We have a more sure word of prophecy that we do well if we take heed. God have blessed us as Seventh-day Adventists with all the light and the truth that we have. Are we going to end up like ancient Israel, who fail of not fully comprehending and appreciating the blessings of God? They have kept to themselves selfishly. They have hibernated themselves and pulled themselves away. And as a result, they have rejected the Savior. They have crucified him. And as a result, their 70 years that were determined upon them came to an end in AD 34. And brethren, likewise, as the time of ancient Israel, so is with God's people. Brethren, probation is fast closing. And we must so
ask the Lord to examine us and search us and see if there be any wicked ways in us. We must make sure our calling then is an election show. We must make sure, brethren, that we are one out of that 20 of Seventh Adventists that will be saved. We must make sure, brethren, that we are part and parcel of the 144,000 of Revelation 14, 1 to 5. We must make sure that our conversation, our dressing, our deportment and department of life is in right standing relationship with Jesus. We must make sure that we have a message to give to the world. We must understand that we have to stand before judges, that we have to stand before courts. Many of us will be put to death for Jesus. My prayer tonight, my encouragement tonight to for all of us is to be ready. Not to get ready, but to be ready. And as I end up in prayer, I want each and every one of us to make a recommitment with God. For he said in Jeremiah 31, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel in those days. Talking about spiritual Israel, us as Seventh-day Adventists. That I will not write the law upon tables of stone, but upon the fleshy tables of your heart. So no one will have to teach you to do this or to do that, because I will teach you. Jesus says, I will send the comforter, the paraklitos in the Greek, one that will send alongside, one who is one, will bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you, what I've told you. We need the Holy Spirit tonight, and we are going to make a recommitment. We are going to rededicate our lives tonight to him, to renew our vows. Let us pray. Who can kneel? Please let us kneel as we seek the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, tonight, dear God, you have given it was not my message, Lord. You have given me this message because, Lord, I did not plan to preach. I did not plan a message, but, Lord, it came directly from you. And I want to thank you, Lord, for using me in a way, Lord, that when I'm called upon at any moment, Lord, I can say, here I am, Lord, send me. And so, Lord, I want to thank you for this wonderful opportunity to have given the word tonight. You have hidden me behind the cross. And Lord, because you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. I want to thank you, Lord, that your spirit has went forth and have spoken to our hearts and have reminded us, O God, that as your people, your special people, the apple of your eye, Lord, your elected, selected, remnant people, Lord, that we need again to renew our vows. God, I want to pray for each and every one that is on this prayer line tonight. Oh, Lord, I want to pray, Father, that you will bless us, that you will lead us, oh God, that you will guide us, my dear God, that you will awaken in us righteousness, that you will awaken in us the seriousness of the times that we are living in. For time is no longer, dear God. And what we need to do, God, we must do it quickly. Help us, O God, to be examined tonight. Holy Spirit of the living God, breathe afresh on us. Fill us with your grace, Lord. Appoint us and anoint us the work, Lord, that you have called us to do in these days. Last closing time. The crisis are before us. Lord, we need to have an experience with you now as we never needed. Lord, we sure do need you now, dear God. And I pray, O God, that your spirit will touch hearts. Renew us, O God. Help us in our confession and our surrendering of our lives, in our acknowledgement of our ways. Spirit of the living God, convict us then of sin, and of righteousness and of judgment, that all our sins go before the judgment, that we will stand holy and righteous before a holy and perfect God, that we can say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, said the Lord. Thank you, dear God, for your blessing tonight. May we all have a good night rest. Fill us with your blessings. Fill us with your grace. And Lord, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. This is my prayer and the prayer for your people tonight. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola.
Amen. In Jesus' name. And Father, amen. I just want to add to this, Lord, that your mercy and your grace has been so good to us. Hearing this message tonight, just remind us of your goodness and your long suffering, patience. So, Brother Elder Richardson, we want to thank you tonight for bringing us the message, and may God continually and richly bless you. So, thank you, sisters and brothers, for you joining Advent Light Ministry tonight. And we are asking that our sisters and brothers please join us on tomorrow night, which will be the Sabbath. And we usually have many, so we ask that you join us tomorrow night, that we can have a blessing in the Sabbath. And also, Elder Richardson, when you speak with Brother Udy, see, could you get us a meeting for Sunday, and once you all get everything together. And we just want to thank you again. So God bless you, and we'll meet again tomorrow night. Amen.